Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. Please enjoy your Joe as we visit this morning. I begin with a proverb, 17:22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. This morning, I opened a drawer in the kitchen that I rarely use. It is a place I stash stuff that I don't need at the moment. And there I reconnected with a pair of salt and pepper shakers that I had stashed there before Christmas. They are small, maybe an inch tall and maybe 1.5 inches wide, white with black lettering. I paused for a minute, forgetting what I had opened the drawer for. On the salt shaker was printed the word, smile. And on the pepper was printed, hope. I paused and realized my mood, my spirit, had lifted. Just seeing the words. Smile and hope. Two beautiful, meaning-filled words. I needed to smile this morning. Smile at the blue sky, smile at the tree cutting crew that were kneading up our yard. Smile at the pink heart-shaped Valentine sign my daughter purchased through Children's Healthcare of Atlanta and placed in our yard. Smile at Max curled up as usual in the big chair in my office. Smile at George, my dear friend and husband. Smile at the thought of my church family. Smile at a grandson dropping by yesterday evening, going to the pantry, as usual, looking for food, as usual, eating and drinking a bottle of water, checking things out, and then going home. And the list can go on and on. Once you get going, smiling at life, the more things you can find to smile about. A smile is brought on by something that cheers you and is a reason to pause and be thankful. Depending on what's going on in my life, sometimes it can be hard for me to find a smile. And then there's hope. As I was writing this and rereading scripture, I looked up the definition for hope. Wikipedia popped up with some different definitions. I picked a couple. This one I found very interesting. The modern idea of hope is to wish for, to expect, but without the certainty of the fulfillment. To desire very much, but no real assurance of getting what you want. Sadly, that sounded extremely familiar to me. Then there was one with a very different spirit. While hope provides joy, peace, protection, and strength according to various scriptures, it also provides a way forward even when times are bleak. A light went on in my brain. I suddenly realized that although I believe the second definition, that hope provides joy, peace, etc., I have also accepted the worldly view of hope, a view that has left me open to a terrible battle with doubt. The Lord has worked miracles over and over in my life. He has always provided joy, peace, protection, strength in my life. Mind you, most of the miracles only I would be aware of. The book a friend gave me years ago, and subsequent events that ultimately restored my soul. the random person that came into my life at the moment I needed to hear their voice, and the people he brought into my life that needed to hear my voice. The many times he kept me safe when I was young and foolish. So many people and events that urged me a little closer to him over my lifetime. My battle is with prayers for the Lord's help in the lives of those I am closest to, especially family. As all of you listening know, our lives are so intertwined with family, their hurts, their needs, as well as their joys. The fact is this: He has shown me over and over that He is active in my life. Hope in Him is not a wish, a maybe. It is a hard and fast assurance. And that assurance is there for all of us. So the obvious question is, why do I not let go of worry, anxiety, sadness? There is no doubt in the hope we have in prayer. No maybes, no wishes. Just assurance that the Lord is working in His own way, wisdom, and time with others as He does for us. So it is time for the salt and pepper shakers to be put back on the windowsill above the kitchen sink. And I have decided that after I have laid out my concerns to the Lord, from that point on, instead of asking over and over for the same concerns, I will thank Him. Thank our Lord for His help, love, leading in these concerns. Jeremiah 29:11, very familiar. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Romans 15:13. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." Romans 12:12. Hebrews 11:1. "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." How can I forget that all of these are not just to me, even though they are to me? But they are all to all of us. All of us. Today is the day I put smile and hope back on the windowsill over the kitchen sink as a reminder. Let us pray. Lord, if there is anyone listening whose hope contains doubt, I ask that they will dismiss the worldly view of hope and replace it with the assurance given us all in the words of the Bible. There is nothing to doubt about Your action in our lives. Your message is filled with Your love, Your compassion, Your complete dependability. If there is any doubt in our minds, please help us see all the little miracles in our lives and know that You are working little miracles into the lives we weak human beings worry about. In Your loving name, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.